Gates.
Mystery.
Monsters.
Mayhem.
Okay, we're going.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going. It's going.
You were holding on to something.
Me? Oh, that we were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, we were discussing your new art piece.
Yes.
That you submitted.
Yes.
To a gallery up in Chicago.
Yes.
And how... Well, it's a piece about Malort.
Yes.
Which is a disgusting liquid for disgusting people.
I'm laughing like a child.
Yeah.
This whole thing is... I feel like a child. That's why I was excited about it.
About making the piece.
Yes.
It's something we've talked about on the show
before. It's
a running joke born out of this podcast,
A running joke born out of this podcast, but at the same time, we live that joke for real because it's how we really feel.
Yeah, that is true.
It is very true.
Abort Malort.
That's the piece.
Yeah, and we were discussing that nobody actually enjoys it.
I don't think so.
No, it's something you dare someone to do or you enjoy ironically.
Yeah.
Which was what I was about to say before I was like, we need to put this on a microphone, was, it's something you convince yourself that you like. Like, after a while of it being ironic, you find yourself enjoying it because you've convinced yourself.
Yeah.
And that is basically the plot of Halloween Ends.
Yeah. It's called... I like to call that self-manipulation.
Yeah.
Which is masturbation, kind of, in a way.
Masturbation is self-improvement.
Well, there's the penile masturbation.
Fight Club.
Yeah. Penile masturbation.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Malort masturbation.
Oh, gotcha.
There's no payoff.
I thought this was
going to...
There's
really no payoff.
I thought you were about to diverge from penile to, like, vaginal, and it was just going to take a weird anti-feminine...
Oh, no.
...swerve there.
No, I love the ladies.
God damn. The ladies. There was no way for you to say ladies and not sound like Jerry
like
Lewis.
Like Jerry Lewis? Did one of the best films of all time. Day of the Clown Cried.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going to go with that. Yeah. A hilarious film.
It's a romp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, so...
But didn't Roberto Benigni basically win an Oscar for remaking that film?
He did it the right way, actually. Yeah, he did. Yes.
Well, who's to say? We've never seen...
I've seen... Well, Day of the Clown Cried. I've not, but I've...
No one has. Harry Shearer has.
No, people have. I've heard the interviews, and they're like, no.
I think it's supposed to come out now that he's dead.
Yeah. Listen, when the guy from Spinal Tap, who had a fake dong in his pants...
Yeah.
Can't laugh at a Jerry Lee Lewis movie, you know it's bad.
Do you ever wonder why it was wrapped in tinfoil?
You know, The cucumber.
The cucumber.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did think about it.
I think about it a lot.
I cannot come to a conclusion as to why. I think it was Derek St. Smalls.
Yeah.
That's his character's name. Had a tinfoil wrapped cucumber in his pants. Well, I know why he had a cucumber in his pants.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
wanted to look.
Why is it wrapped in tinfoil?
Why tinfoil? I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, for the gag.
Yes. The point is, if Derek St. Smalls is not going to laugh at a Jerry Lee Lewis movie, you know it ain't good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Roberto Benigni. Yeah. Roberto Benigni.
Won an Oscar for...
He did it right, yeah.
Life is Beautiful. Is it? I don't think so.
Well, they say that.
I think it's an uphill challenge at best.
Yes. But I was going to say about the Abort Malort, for those of you, since we're talking about it, I'll just talk about it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have not done a gallery show in a very long time.
Pre-COVID?
I don't remember the last time I did a gallery show. And a lot of it is because I can't get into the mindset of making pieces for galleries.
And hard for you to remember, because when you go to them, you do get pretty drunk.
I have, yes. Yes.
I
get pretty blitzed.
That you were at the last time I went to one of your gallery shows was in Chicago, and you were dressed as a Crimson Ghost, and you were very, very drunk.
Yeah?
Very drunk.
I remember being the Crimson Ghost, but I don't remember who showed up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. But that was... That
Brian Ewing showed up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the late great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was there.
And so was Roland, R6D4, because he and I had the show together.
Yeah.
That was the last time we showed together. But I still talk to him occasionally. Good dude. But I just don't like doing gallery shows. Nothing against galleries. I just, you know, it's hard to, I don't know. But I got invited to be in a group show up in Chicago at a place called Chicago Trueborn. Very nice gallery. And we talk about our hatred for Malort so much that...
Yes.
That I had the idea for a piece based on Malort and my hatred for Malort. And I just laughed at it. And because of that...
Yeah.
Because I was laughing so much, I'm giggling like a child. Yeah. I was like, oh, I got to make this now. So, yeah.
I mean, you're going to make stickers of it.
Yeah, stickers and buttons.
Yeah.
I might even go to the show this Saturday. It's this Saturday is the opening, is the reception. And this episode comes out tomorrow, which is Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you are listening to this,
So the show will be like the 10th, 11th?
I don't know. It's this Saturday at 7, but I think I might drive up there for the reception. So if y'all want to come out and see the show, I'll be there. Just look for a guy that's got a mustache and serial killer glasses.
Yeah, give that guy a Chicago handshake.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, give me a three-finger rub.
Well, no, that's a different thing.
Ah, but it's the handshake I like.
Yeah, a used condom.
I would love to buy a used condom.
Yeah, used condom.
Yeah, for those of you
never.
Never buy it. Yeah, that's from our last episode. If you haven't listened to it, listen to it. It is an amazing episode about Don Post. It's like 2 hours long.
It's good.
And speaking of length.
Yeah. Not girth.
No. No. This episode is my... I'm going to try to keep this episode short.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I know, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Because this is November's episode. Next month is December's episode.
And it's one of our tentpole episodes, as I will call it.
Yeah, next month. And it's no surprise, if you listened to last year, you know it's about toys that kill children or dismember them.
Sure.
And we're going to continue that tradition, honoring baby Jesus.
Toys that kill too.
Toys that kill too. Who wants to die?
I'll find out a good subtitle for that eventually somewhere.
Fun. But this episode, I decided it's not going to be a deep cut. It's not going to be a heavily researched episode. It is about something that I like.
Oh, God damn it. We're going to have to fucking talk about Star Wars.
No Star Wars. Not one Star Wars reference in this whole fucking thing.
Doubt it.
So, you know what? So, we're going to get into it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You are listening to Mystery Monsters and Mayhem. That's M3 with E5, and I'm your host, Epion5, and joining me is...
As always, it's me.
Brian.
Yeah.
Aerosol Train Pro.
Oh, that was fun.
I like it. I was thinking about Soul Train the other day.
Yeah?
I used to watch that on the weekends.
Yeah, I watched it on occasion.
If I had a choice between American Bandstand and Soul Train, I always watched Soul Train.
Solid Gold Dancers?
That was a Saturday night thing, actually. Okay. Yeah, Solid Gold. I did watch Solid Gold.
I know you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the sparkle. Yeah, there's a lot of sparkle on Solid Gold.
Some would say that right now you're kind of in your sparkle period.
Yeah, there's
your
a lot
sparkle
of,
era.
There's a lot of glitter everywhere. Yeah. Oh, I'm getting out of cores now.
Out of the box.
Yeah, out of a box. I sold some heads recently online, and I realized...
Look at that.
Yeah.
I got an Irish Red here, a non-alcoholic Irish Red.
I got me just Colorado Coors, baby. I realized that I sold some spray-painted heads recently, and I have to start putting disclaimers on everything.
Mm.
My newest disclaimer is, I produce these spray-painted heads in a garage where there is glitter everywhere, despite my attempts to clean it up.
Yeah.
So even non-glitter heads...
They're going to get some glitter.
...are going to have glitter on them.
Furthermore... it's like my stuff is going to have some glitter in it now.
It's like if you factories that have to be like, listen,
peanuts.
There's peanuts everywhere.
Yeah.
So if you have a glitter allergy, don't buy anything from
me. That's not a real thing.
You never know.
I don't know. That's fair. Mm. Pause for the beer. Don't get those two fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You're fine.
Let's keep them apart from each other. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am in my glitter period, but honestly, I love it. I'm a Bret Michaels kind of guy. I love the glitter.
What era am I in right now?
I think you're in the Forever Ska era.
Well, that's... Yeah. Ska is forever.
Yeah, I guess so.
That doesn't count for anything.
No. I will say one criticism of your house since I've been living here for a while.
That's fine. Feel free. There's a lot of work to do.
Not enough brass instruments laying around.
That's true. I was going to get a saxophone. They're kind of expensive.
Yeah, I know. It's
I have harmonicas.
Harmonicas are okay, but I'm talking like trumpets, saxophones, trombones.
Yeah, technically a harmonica is a woodwind.
Yeah.
Not a brass.
And plus, I don't think ska bands use harmonicas.
No.
No. So, be you a ska boy. I'm just saying, I think there should be some horns in this house.
Well, fucking fix it. Get you a fucking trumpet.
I would like to try to learn.
Yeah.
That would be an annoying thing to listen to, though.
Nah, it'd be fine.
Well, that's all right.
I support you in all of your endeavors.
Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody does.
I have another option.
It's true. Because if you don't, I'm not going to pay you rent.
Right. What?
So, let's get into this episode.
Yeah.
Only 4 pages script today.
It doesn't really mean anything.
I know.
I can take us on some wild tangents.
Okay. Well, we'll see where we go, because this one's a fun one. It's not... Yeah, it's just fun.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
All right. Let's talk about hitchhiking.
Oh, fun!
Yeah. Hitchhiking. Otherwise known as thumbing, hitching, or even autostop. I've never heard that one. Der Autostop.
Der, die, oder das.
You know, I think that one's probably a das because it's gender neutral.
Yeah, cars are gender neutral.
Yeah, autostop. Yeah.
And if you used a skateboard, that's skitching.
Yeah, skitching, yeah. Exactly.
Back to the Future.
Right, yeah, I've famously done that.
So this is a mayhem episode.
Yes, it's a mayhem episode.
Chaos.
But, you know me, you know how I like to write my scripts.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of, this is the foreplay.
Oh.
It's going to diverge into something else. But it's simply a means of traveling from one place to another that involves asking someone, usually a stranger, for a ride in their vehicle.
Mm.
This ride is usually free, carried out by the goodwill of the driver. And I know this seems kind of weird that I'm talking about it, but in the land of Uber and Lyft, some kids don't really know about hitchhiking.
They don't know about hitching.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing is free in this world.
Yeah, I know that.
This is where the ass grass or gas falls into play.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's free.
You know, I've never hitched. Have you hitchhiked?
No.
I've never done it, so I can't say.
No, I'm too afraid of people.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, I get that.
And I read too much true crime stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'll get into the crime aspect of hitchhiking here.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer killed a hitchhiker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as far as the actual hitchhiking, thumbing, or auto stop is concerned.
Don't like thumbing. I wish you would stop saying thumbing.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I don't think it's in the script anymore.
No, please keep doing it.
Yeah.
It grosses me out.
Asking or signaling for a ride is done so in actually various ways. The most common method is to stand on the side of the road with your back facing the direction that you want to go. You're doing it. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
As the vehicle approaches, you hold out your arm, make a fist, and extend that thumb upwards. What do we call that?
Thumbing.
We call it the Iguanodon.
No, we don't.
Hell yeah.
They got two.
I know. You could technically hitch with two thumbs.
No, that'd a Fonz.
Yeah, I know, but...
You can't Fonz
it. The Fonz is the Iguanodon.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is Richie Cunningham?
An Afonzodon.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Richie Cunningham was just a fucking dork.
What about his brother that disappeared?
His brother, yeah. Technically, I think he went to Vietnam and never came back.
Oh.
But they just forgot to mention...
Like Bluto Blutarsky?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But as a... Yeah, okay, let's go back.
Yeah.
Let's not get too sidetracked.
Sorry.
Because your battery's running low.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who?
Who knows how long these batteries will last?
I know. But that's not the only way that you can hitch a ride. This non-verbal form of communication isn't strictly limited to the hitcher, mind you.
Like this?
Oh, the ass kiss? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the Paul McCartney ass kiss mouth? Yeah.
We're going to have to post a video at some point of one of us doing that.
Or find the one of Paul doing it.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. You just do an okay over your mouth, and
right,
then you kiss the hole.
And it sounds like you're puckering up an asshole.
Yeah,
it literally does. You know,
yeah, I'm doing it kind of looks like it, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's puckering asses.
And that's how you get a ride somewhere.
That's true. You could do that.
You wink at them, and then you do a little asshole kiss.
Hey, nothing's free. Nothing's free.
Yeah.
But
that only works at an Arby's.
Okay. This nonverbal form of communication, it's not limited to the hitcher. as the passing drivers can also have a set of signals to indicate information as well. For example, tapping on the roof of your vehicle indicates that there is no additional space for other occupants. Sometimes, instead of holding out your thumb, a hitcher will hold up a sign indicating a specific point of destination. If the desired locale is too far for a driver who might be considering picking up a hitchhiker, they can point to the ground as they pass, indicating that they are only driving within local distances.
It's like hobo codes.
It is, yeah. It's a whole set of hobo codes. There's the, I checked it out. There's websites for hitchhikers.
Weird.
Of where you can hitchhike safely. And all kinds of weird
signals.
That's
like that website I used for sleeping.
Oh, I thought you were going to mention. Okay, yeah, right.
Like when I was on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
The Overlander.
You know, and I think it's pretty cool, you know, because
it's interesting.
Some people still hitch.
It's fucking interesting, man.
Well, I will say this. Although the practice of hitchhiking has declined in recent years, for a long time, hitchhiking was considered a common means of travel. This was due to various contributing factors. Ride-sharing such as Uber and Lyft are only recent movements in the history of travel, and unlike today where a single household can have multiple cars, I mean, we got three of them here.
Yeah. Ooh la la.
We got the Mazda.
Yeah.
We got the Fiat.
Yeah.
And we got the Nissan.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, yeah. There's three of them here.
But not too long until we got four here once you get that Subaru Outback.
Oh, yeah. I got to get an Outback. Join that Outback club.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that.
Good day.
No, I'm done. I'm done with used cars.
Not the movie. The movie's great.
Yeah, the movie is great. That is a great Kurt Russell.
Cary Grant
film. Yes, yes. But there was actually a time when not everyone owned a car. Up until the 1950s, cars were kind of a rare and prestigious luxury available only to the well-off.
A little rich boy over here with his fucking car.
Exactly. Not to mention that the highways and interstates that weave across the United States didn't really come into fruition until the 1970s. That's not to say that there weren't highways before then, it's just they were not as prevalent as they are now.
Side note, there's a motorcycle outside. That's on our end, not on yours.
Yeah.
Go.
Cool. In short, if you needed to get somewhere and you didn't own a car, hitchhiking was a perfectly acceptable means of travel.
Perfectly unacceptable, or I don't know about them apples.
Mm. Well, next, guess what? Next line?
Next apples.
But is it safe?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Well, at its core, hitchhiking is essentially a two-way trust exercise.
Were you doing a marathon man thing there too?
actually, I was doing a Clerks version of Marathon Man.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
So, in a roundabout way, yes.
Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. We're on the same page.
But as a potential hitchhiker, you are trusting that the driver will not sexually assault, abuse, or murder you.
Yeah.
As a driver, you are trusting that the hitchhiker you pick up won't sexually assault, abuse, or murder you. The whole scenario kind of reminds me of the end of John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh,
yeah. With MacReady and Childs.
Right.
Because it's a stalemate.
Sure. We'll just sit here and find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's kind of what hitchhiking is. Like, I don't know if the driver's going to kill me. Hopefully, he doesn't. And then the driver's thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's very weird. It's like walking on eggshells. You can't actually say these things. Like,
no.
Hey, at some point, are you going to murder or stab or sexually assault me in any way whatsoever?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be real with you. I'm fine with two of them.
Well, I did a little digging. It's funny. Hitchhiking is generally perceived as a dangerous and unsafe means of travel.
Yeah.
This perceived fear has been instilled in us largely as a result of two films.
Ooh.
1974's The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
And 1986 The Hitcher. Yeah. Great film if anybody's not seen The Hitcher. I love it.
No, bad. There's a very bad remake of it.
Yeah, I heard that. I have not seen it.
I saw it in theaters with my dad.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's nice. You saw it with your dad.
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, here's what I found out. Two separate studies, a California Highway Patrol study done in 1974 and a German Federal Police study done in 1989, both found that hitchhiking is far more safe than what most people think.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Matter of fact, the very practice of hitching a ride on the kindness of a total stranger is actually encouraged and looked after upon in other countries. And I'll get into that specifically.
We've kind of tried to do it here, but it doesn't really work. Because, like, when I was out in New England, there's all those little tiny lots that are, like, for ride share.
Oh, yeah.
Where you park and then you carpool elsewhere.
Yeah. You're kind of getting into something that I'm going to touch on about America.
I'm ahead of the times.
Yeah, you are.
I'm ahead of the times.
But I got a few examples of like how other countries deal with hitchhiking, and it's actually kind of cool.
What a weird topic for you to pick.
Well, I'm working on it. For example, if space is available, it is mandatory for government vehicles in Cuba to pick up and give free rides to hitchhikers.
That's weird.
Also, fun fact, Cuba, they have a cure for lung cancer.
And free healthcare.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
They're doing things a lot better than we are. Well, they got the best cigars, though. So
they do.
It's like, we're going to figure out how to fix this thing if we're going to want to keep, you know, making money off of this thing. So
it's true.
Yeah.
In Poland, hitchhikers can buy booklets that have coupons. Once picked up by a driver, the hitcher would then give the driver a coupon. Drivers could then exchange the coupons for prizes or even use them to...
Prizes?
Exactly.
Oh, or like you get a little eraser when you go to the dentist?
A dual function eraser. It's shaped like a football. You can erase and throw it like a football. Dual function. You could also use the coupons to enter lotteries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it encourages drivers to pick up.
And, it's like a Subway Sub Club card.
Exactly. Except far more, well, I was going to say far more delicious.
But, no, you're probably right. Actually, Subway is god-awful.
Yeah. Germany is very friendly towards hitchhikers, so much so that they even have hitchhiking benches called Mitfahrerbanke.
No. No.
Yeah, no, that's it. Mitfahrerbanke. These brightly colored benches are usually located near the exits of local villages, sometimes right next to a bus stop, allowing ample space for drivers to pull in and off the road to pick up or drop off hitchhikers.
Wow.
Yeah. As for the actual practice of hitchhiking, there are some notable hitchhikers that I would like to mention.
Okay.
Jack Kerouac. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Known for being an author of the Beat Generation, wrote many books about his hitchhiking exploits across America.
On the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one I didn't know. Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler? I hardly knew her.
Guitarist and lead singer of the band Dire Straits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He hitchhiked quite a lot in his teen years and even wrote a song called Matchstick Man that recounts a Christmas Day hitching episode that took place in heavy snow after a gig.
Interesting.
Famous director of filth, John Waters, wrote a book called Car Sick, John Waters Hitchhikes Across America.
I have that book.
Have you read it?
I haven't.
Okay,
I'm illiterate. I know how to read. I just choose not to.
Yeah, no, I'm the same.
Who has
I mean,
the time?
The book is a literal description of his hitching memoirs as he went from Baltimore to San Francisco.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Yeah. This one was a surprise, and I think it's really cool. While hitchhiking in Innsbruck, Austria, Douglas Adams was inspired to write his famous novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Right.
And last but not least, the very subject of this mayhem episode.
Oh, ooh, we're moving on.
Is a hitcher who traveled the world via the kindness of strangers, yet who eventually met a very violent and sad end. That hitchhiker
is this the Hitchbot?
It's Hitchbot.
It's Hitchbot, baby!
Yes, yes! We are talking about the incredibly cute Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot.
Wow. Just a wave of ennui just hit me. God, I love Hitchbot.
So do I.
Oh.
Yes!
Poor Hitchbot.
I know. Oh, my God. It's...
He tried so hard.
I mean, he did what he set out to do.
Kind of.
Well... In other countries. We'll get to that.
Yes.
Now, now, as you know, my name is Epion 5. I'm an artist who named myself after a Japanese robot called Epion from the anime Gundam Wing. Gah. Right.
Sure.
Which, now I actually have to ask this question, going a little bit off topic. Why Aerosol Pro?
Oh, that's actually a fun fun question. Nobody's literally ever asked me that.
I'm asking you right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, aerosol.
Yeah.
Spray paint.
Right.
Aerosol. And it was
which
me.
Which you don't have.
No, but I put it in the art, baby.
Oh! That's a selling point right
thank
there.
You. Thank you. It was me and a friend who were doing this together at the same time. So the PRO is short for project.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It was the aerosol project.
I got it. Oh, can you mention that person or?
Yeah, it was my friend. It was a old coworker Chase, not the same
not
Chase
the
that's on
okay.
this show.
Okay.
But he and I don't know. He got married, started his own business.
Oh yeah,
he's living his own life.
Yeah. Okay.
And he doesn't paint anymore, and I do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm stuck with aerosol. Pro right, now.
That's cool.
Because I've been doing it for over a decade.
Yeah.
I can't change it. It's too late. I'm too deep in.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I can't.
Exactly.
I'm Epion 5. I mean, only unless that cease and desist comes from Gundam.
Yeah, they got better things.
I know. They're not going to care. No. They're not going to care. They're not going to care. No. But I mean, I love robots. I love sci-fi. I love horror. So the name, like for me, Epion and the designation 5, that just seemed appropriate and natural for me.
Yeah, I wish I had a spookier name, you know?
You could always start a second art career under a different name. I've thought about doing that.
I like the Aero thing, though. A-E-R-O.
Okay.
I've thought about starting a side project where I sell like movie memorabilia.
Okay.
As the Aeroplex.
Ah, nice.
Know, like the name of a movie house from back in the day.
Like Gizmoplex from Mystery
exactly.
Science. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. TM, you can't take that now.
No, it's fine. Yeah. and as much as I love horror and sci-fi, I also have a genuine fear of our robot and AI overlords.
Yeah.
However, I don't know about you, but when I read about the adventures of Hitchbot a few years back, I was entranced.
I was following it as it was happening.
I mean, it was just, there was a beauty in the innocence of his mission. And then I was immediately mortified at the means of his demise, which.
Yeah. And on top of that, when you hear the phrase Hitchbot, your brain conjures up these like, Boston Dynamics robots.
Right, yeah.
You know,
like
that are bipedal.
And,
but this was literally just a bucket with like a GPS in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get into the incredibly cute, adorable, and ultimately tragic death of Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot.
Not to say the death isn't funny, though.
No,
it's a pretty hilarious death.
It's in context of where it happens and just the general mission overall. It's funny and sad.
Nah, I think it's all pretty fucking funny.
I think it's sad in regards to the larger picture.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Which I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
Yeah. So, let's get into it.
Yeah.
In 2013, two Canadian professors, David Harris Smith of McMaster University and... I don't know.
Why
this
are
one.
You doing these voices as Bruce McCullough?
I don't know. this name, though, gets me. Fauke?
What?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Spell it.
F-A-U-K-E.
Fauk?
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 Fauk? Fauk Zeller.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's his name.
I love
Fauk
that.
Zeller
that's
of
great.
Toronto Metropolitan University.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
They created the first Hitchbot, a small immobile robot that was designed to hitchhike across Canada, relying solely on the kindness and efforts of complete strangers.
Yeah, a very Canadian ideal.
Yeah. It's, I mean, again, I mentioned there's like an innocence involved in the idea of this project.
Yeah.
The appearance of the robot was described as, quote, yard sale chic, end quote. Which,
Yeah, that's a nice, fun way to gussy up a bucket with a GPS in it.
Yeah.
And
but
a
I mean,
face drawn on it.
Yeah. But the aesthetic, though, was actually intentional, as the design was meant to elicit empathy from those who might come across it out in the wild.
Sure.
As you mentioned, its body was nothing more than a 10-gallon bucket wrapped with solar panels. The head was actually a clear acrylic plastic dome that actually contained an LED face of the bot, complete with digital eyes and a mouth that could move and react to its surroundings.
Oh, this fucking chuckle fuck. I would break its face the second I saw it.
underneath its bucket body, attached to its little butt, was a child car seat.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's good to go.
So that when traveling in a car, Hitchbot could be safely secured.
And eligible for carpool lanes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
In addition, the internal components consisted of a GPS system, a battery that could be recharged via a car's outlet, a camera that was rigged to automatically take pictures of its surroundings every 20 minutes,
yeah,
and arms and legs that, as mentioned, were immobile, yet posable, kind of like large bendy straws.
Yeah.
It also had cute little yellow rain boots on its feet,
yeah,
and little yellow hands that could be posed for, like, a thumb could be posed up.
You know? I think it would have been more fun if it was just a repurposed, reskinned Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket.
Mr. Bucket. The balls pop out of his mouth. You don't remember that game?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I mean, that would be cute, too. Yeah.
Right?
And that was the whole idea. It was just designed to look cute and adorable. But I will say this. In addition to being cute and adorable, it did have the ability to interact and talk with whomever picked it up on the side of the street.
That's weird.
In being able to talk to potential drivers, it could tell you where it wanted to go, as well as participate in basic conversations.
Mm. That's maybe almost where I draw the line, you know? Because I have a fear of, you know, the robots taking over.
Right.
One. And two, like, there's times when, like, the slight libertarian side of me comes out, you know? Where I'm like, look, man, I picked you up, okay? You don't tell me where to take you. I tell you where I'm taking you. You know?
Sure.
You're along for my ride.
Oh, okay.
Not vice versa. Mm. I feel the same way about paying for parking, by the way.
Yeah, I feel that way about parking. But I'm personally, if I picked up Hitchbot and he was like, take me to the San Francisco or the Titty Club, I'd be like...
you started like, with San Francisco.
Yeah, and then I went right to the Titty Club. I'd be like... All right, we're going to Deja Vu.
Sure.
Fuck yeah, let's go, Hitchbot.
Yeah.
You know? Can you... Oh, man, I
almost... What?
I almost said a very disgusting thing.
Oh.
I was going to say, can you imagine how much pussy I'd get at a strip club if I had Hitchbot?
If I had Hitchbot,
those broads would be like, oh, my God, that's a cute fucking robot. I'm going to sit on your lap.
And I'd you'd bring Hitchbot into the club.
Oh, of course I'd bring Hitchbot into the strip club.
I didn't know if this was going to be like a way to... lure girls to your car.
No.
You want to come to my car? I got a Hitchbot in there. I'll show you it.
It's got little rubber wellies.
He's got little rubber boots on.
He does. He does.
Yeah.
So, one of Hitchbot's creators, Zeller, had actually hitchhiked across Canada 3 times.
Wow.
Both Zeller and Smith created Hitchbot with a very simple premise, and this is a quote from them. When we set out to see if a robot could hitchhike across Canada, we were trying to initiate discussions about trust, notions of safety, and about our attitude towards technology. We also wanted to see whether a robot could hitchhike across the country, relying only on the goodwill and help of strangers. End quote. It's very...
It's very Canadian.
It is very Canadian. And very,
it's a very Canadian mindset.
Very positive and nice.
Yeah.
Well, the hitchhiking process with the robot was also pretty simple. Hitchbot was placed on the side of the road with one of its arms posed upward with a thumb up, and there it would wait until someone picked it up and placed it in their car.
Do you imagine when they set it up, like on the side of the road, they did it almost the same way that you do when you're like lighting fireworks?
Yeah.
Like you set it up and you're like, okay, go, run. And then they just went and hid in a bush until someone picked it up.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were proud of their little bot. They wanted to see.
It's amazing. You can get a grant for anything, you know?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
The kids love us.
Yeah, they do. I think so. I don't know.
It's Ghostbusters.
I know they do. And on the side, and it would wait there on the side of the street until someone picked it up, placed it in their car, at which point Hitchbot would then start interacting with its driver.
Just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Sometimes the driver would drive the bot for a little while, eventually dropping him off on the side of the road where it would then be picked up by another kind stranger.
It was like that scene in Wet Hot American Summer when Paul Rudd just pushes the kid out of the van as he's driving away.
I don't know if Canadians would do that, but no, definitely Americans.
They would come to a complete stop.
That's true.
Yeah.
Other times, I didn't know this. This was new to me. Hitchbot would be picked up and then actually taken into a home where it would then spend the night with his new friends.
What?
Yeah. And then they'd go back on the road the next
day. Now, when you say his new friends, do you mean the family or the electronics in the household?
I think all of it. All
like
of
he's
it.
Talking to like, the yeah. TV and the toaster and
yeah.
stuff.
I don't. Hitchbot don't discriminate.
That is true.
Yeah. At one point, Hitchbot was picked up by a heavy metal band that was on tour.
Oh.
And during this week-long stint on the road with that metal band,
man,
Hitchbot wrote on its website that its preferred genre of music was electronic, specifically stating that Kraftwerk are amazing.
Oh, nice.
I like that. Yeah, Kraftwerk is pretty amazing.
The pictures that bot must have took in that fucking week, man.
Oh, yeah. I know. Just imagine a lot of cocaine.
Yeah.
That was, oh, that and speaking, I mentioned the website. That was the other amazing thing about the traveling little robot. He was linked via its GPS and camera to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so people could easily follow and witness his adventures in real time.
Yeah.
Due to his popularity, sometimes the GPS had to be turned off to prevent people from clamoring outside the homes of somebody who might be providing
give us
shelter.
Yeah. We want Hitchbot.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened many times.
Wow.
So, just how successful was this cute little bot with the little wellies on his fate? Well,
he's pretty successful.
He was actually, yeah. From July 27th to August 21st in 2014, the first Hitchbot successfully hitchhiked across Canada. At one point during his journey across the Great White North, Hitchbot ended up at a First Nations powwow, where it was given an indigenous name that
translates. No.
Yeah, no, seriously.
No.
Yeah,
way.
They had a little thing for him. A little powwow for Hitchbot, and they gave him a name.
Wow.
That translates to Iron Woman.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool.
Huh.
And being that this experiment was so successful and seemed full of optimistic hope, a second Hitchbot was created and sent overseas.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Hitchbot 2.0.
Hitchbot 2.0. I should point out the first Hitchbot is in a collection. I tried to find out where. I'm guessing in Canada.
Yeah.
Probably in a museum in Canada.
Probably at the university or something.
Yeah. So the second Hitchbot sent overseas, and for 10 days in February of 2015, this Hitchbot successfully hitchhiked throughout Germany. And then, in June, it traveled happily for 3 weeks through the Netherlands, even hitching a ride on a gondola through the canals of Amsterdam and visiting the Dutch art galleries.
What the fuck?
It's crazy. A little fucking bucket has done more traveling than we will ever do in our life.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
I mean, good for
Hitchbot don't got money.
No, Hitchbot don't got money. But yeah.
Hitchbot don't got job.
No, he don't got job. No. I mean, after all of that, Hitchbot was a bona fide robot superstar.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of loyal followers eagerly checked his socials to see where it was heading next, and in doing so, whether or not they might be able to give that spunky little robot a ride, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to take a sip of my course.
Okay. Was that almost a Joe Bob thing you just did there?
A little bit.
Okay, cool.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Riding high on the success of its safe travels, it was decided to bring Hitchbot to the United States of America.
Hell yeah.
USA, baby.
Hell yeah.
Where it would attempt to cross from Boston to San Francisco.
That's why you didn't say San Francisco.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. That's why I went straight to the titty club.
Yes.
Straight to Deja Vu.
Yeah.
On July 17th, 2015, Hitchbot began its continental journey, departing from Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Weird that they didn't start in, like, Maine.
I know, right?
And, like, do the whole...
I don't know. I'm not sure why they picked Marblehead. Who knows?
Oh, maybe they were doing, like, a Plymouth Rock thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Well, all seemed well and good at first.
Yeah.
Within their first few days of hitching, The little bot posted pics of its attendance to a Boston Red Sox game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was in the stands. Somebody took it in to the stands.
That's crazy.
And it was
because you can't even bring a purse that's the size of, like, I don't know, a laptop into a concert.
Again, if you look cute, you can pretty much do anything.
This is what we were talking about last night that I was saying to you. If you're carrying a ladder, you can get into any building.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Know? Same, I guess, with a bot.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow, even though you can't wear shoes into an airport.
No, but Hitchbot pretty much could do anything. Yeah, he was at a Boston Red Sox game where it apparently was part of a huge wave in the stands.
I was hoping you were saying throughout the first pitch.
Oh, man. You're fucking great. Yeah.
Just like a trebuchet arm, you know? Yeah.
Hitchbot eventually went to Times Square. There were posted photos of itself in Times Square.
Wow.
Which, you know, have you been to Times Square?
We like drove near it. It's a no thank you.
I walked through it. It's a fucking jungle, man.
Yeah,
it's
a big no thank you for me.
It is awkward.
That actually, when I went on my road trip, my Halloween road trip, I was thinking about seeing The Shark Is Broken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On Broadway, because it's only $45.
Yeah.
But I was like, that parking, and it's near Times Square. I don't think I should do this.
No.
But God damn it, I regret it.
Yeah, that would be a cool show to see.
Yeah.
That's Quint's son is in that.
Yeah.
So
I'm trying to remember, because I think I remember where Hitchbot, let's say, trip ended.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming up soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's actually where I'm going next.
Was it Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So about 300 miles into its journey, a video blogger by the name of Jesse Wellens found Hitchbot sitting on the steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum.
I've been there.
Yeah. Wellens picked up Hitchbot to give him a ride.
That's where that scene from Rocky is.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been there as well. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Wellens even broadcast it on his YouTube channel. Yeah. Gave him a ride, documented the whole thing. At one point, Wellens asked him, the robot, or her, Iron Woman, whatever.
Yes.
Said, Hitchbot, do you need a seatbelt? To which the robot, much to the surprise of Wellens, promptly replied, yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And at the end of their trip that night, Hitchbot politely instructed Wellens to leave it on a bench, to which Wellens obliged. Mm. Sadly, this would be the last time that anyone would ever see that little bot alive.
I will remember you.
Shortly thereafter, Hitchbot ceased all transmissions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone stripped him for parts.
Even though Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love, Yeah.
It's a rough city.
It's called that.
It's a rough city.
Yeah. On August 1st, 2015, some good Samaritans who had been following the journey of Hitchbot via its socials became very concerned due to its recent lack of transmissions.
No, Hitchbot, no.
They went out searching for him. Yeah. They found him.
Yeah.
They found Hitchbot badly beaten, dismembered, and decapitated on the streets of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Hitchbot's arms had been violently ripped off and thrown onto the ground next to his lifeless body.
Yeah.
Its internal components had been stripped and gutted.
Now, when you say internal components, you mean the GPS and the battery.
Well, the GPS, the battery, the camera.
Yes.
You know, the recharging. Yeah.
Yeah.
Its little 10-gallon bucket body was battered, torn, dented, and bruised.
Shat in it.
Yeah. And most shocking of all was the decapitation. Some soulless fuck had cut off his head.
Yeah.
And what's even worse than that? What is worse than that? I don't even believe in God, but my God in heaven? To this day, the decapitated head of Hitchbot has never been found.
Wow.
Yeah. Nope. Wow. And he actually did have a head. It wasn't just the acrylic dome. There was an actual robotic piece at the top that had the LED face and everything. So it was a bit of substance. It wasn't just,
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now, there are photos of the crime scene.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen them.
But I don't recommend it, especially if you're squeamish, easily offended, and love robots. Because they really fucked up Hitchbot.
Yeah.
They really fucked him up.
I mean, look, if you were going to take bets on which U.S. city Hitchbot would have died in, which city would you have guessed?
Well, it's fine. It depends on where he's starting. You know, if we're starting on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't think he was going to get very far.
My guess would have been Baltimore.
Sure. Yeah. Baltimore's rough. If, like, say they started in Chicago, I don't think he ever would have got out of Chicago.
Mm.
At all.
Yeah, that'd be a weird spot to start. If he somehow made his way to Detroit, not a way.
No.
No fucking way.
I guess the point is, there's no way Hitchbot would ever make it through Baltimore.
No.
There's no way Hitchbot would ever make it through Philly.
Yeah.
There's no way Hitchbot would make it through Detroit. There's no way Hitchbot ever would have made it through Chicago.
No. Hitchbot was doomed the minute he got here.
I know. He made it through Times Square, and that's a fucking jungle.
Yeah. If anything, I think they should have flipped it. I think Hitchbot should have started in California.
Right. Yeah, I think he would have had a better chance of getting out of California.
Yeah.
And even getting through the Central America, like, you know, because there's people traveling all over the place.
St. Louis would have been rough.
Yeah, St. Louis would have. It's funny.
Roll them up, kids.
Actually, now I'm thinking about it. Once you get to the Midwest and anything east,
yeah,
it's a death zone.
It's a crapshoot.
Yes, honestly, there's no way.
There's good people and good Samaritans.
No, yeah, there are.
And if Hitchbot came, you know, was in their possession, they would have been fine.
Yeah,
you and me, we would have taken sweet, sweet care of Hitchbot.
The likelihood, though,
I would have probably put a bag over its head so it couldn't take pictures because I don't like that. That kind of freaks me out a little bit.
I understand that.
But I would take Hitchbot.
I would have done that too.
I would
too,
take Hitchbot on my road trip.
I'd let him stay the night, you know?
Yeah.
Watch TV together. Fun.
Yeah, you and Hitchbot just sidled up on the couch together eating a banana.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd get out of Coors.
Yeah.
Pop some popcorn.
Maybe dress him up.
Why not?
Put a shirt on him or something?
Hell yeah.
That'd be fun.
It would be fun. Ain't gonna happen now, though.
No.
As far as his dismemberment and murder,
yeah,
there is surveillance footage of the act.
Yeah,
yeah. There's footage
like
of
CCTV.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like, yeah, of the murderer.
not like in Wild Wild West where your eyes can capture, you know, your final moments.
No.
Hitchbot wasn't taking pictures of his murder as it was happening.
Well,
I mean, he
was. Maybe they did, but then they never released it. I don't
they
know.
They pawned the camera somewhere.
Too rough for people to see. A decapitation from his point of view.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, there's CCTV footage of the murderer ripping the arms off and kicking the bot as it lay on the ground, just fucking curb stomping him to death.
Yeah.
To this day, that perpetrator has never been found or identified. So be wary, hitchhikers, because that guy, he's still out there.
The guy is still out there. Could you get prosecuted for beating up a robot?
Well, it's funny you asked that. I read up. The creator said that if they were never going to prosecute.
Yeah.
It was a science experiment, so they got data.
Yeah.
It was not the data they were hoping for. But that's how science works.
Yeah.
You know? And speaking of the two creators of Hitchbot, they were actually shocked, saddened, and actually confused at his violent and sudden demise, which just makes me be like, man, you Canadians, I love you so much.
Yeah, because to me, none of that is surprising.
No, like, as soon as I read that Hitchbot got decapitated in Philly, I was sad, but I was like,
just spent...
Yep.
10 days in a van on the East Coast, and even I didn't go to Philly.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to Philly a few times.
Yeah, I have too. But look, if Hitchbot had maybe circumvented Philly, maybe went to Allentown.
It's possible.
You know, to a Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
Perhaps. You're home free.
Little Scranton, you know?
Yeah, you go. I mean, Scranton's a little bit further.
It's Electric City, though. It's
a
tourist
trap. Would have loved it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hitchbot would have loved it in Electric
City. No, that was his fatal mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. This little bot managed to travel the wilds of Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands solely on the kindness and efforts of complete strangers. But just 2 weeks into its journey within the United States and traveling only 300 miles, which I drive that in a day going up into Chicago and back.
Yeah.
In one fucking day.
I'm pretty sure I did about 2,000 miles on this last road trip.
It's not a lot. That bot, he didn't really travel that far.
No.
But that cute little bot with the happy LED face and his eyes and the little wellies on his feet, he was beheaded and dismembered.
Yeah.
And what does that say about America, I ask, Brian? What does that say?
We're very aggressive people, I guess.
Yeah. We are.
Some people just want to see the world burn.
Yeah, for no reason. Yeah. Exactly.
But let's also be real here. Had Hitchbot gotten through America, what was the next step?
I don't know. After that, I don't think they made another Hitchbot.
Because, I don't want to cast any shadows here, you know. Hitchbot going to Mexico? Ugh.
Yeah, that...
I don't know about them apples.
No.
Hitchbot going to South America? That wouldn't have worked.
I don't know.
That would not have worked.
I think Hitchbot would have been fine in Argentina. The land of fire, Tierra del Fuego.
Sure. Sure. If there's one thing a bucket can safely be around, it's fire. I'm just saying, if Hitchbot went to Brazil, beheaded.
Yeah.
They'll behead anyone down there.
Well, and the cartels down in Mexico, they...
You mean to tell me this thing's taking pictures?
Yo, every 20 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a no bueno, my friend.
That's a narc, dude.
Yeah.
Hitchbot's a fucking narc.
Yeah.
And that's why he had to die in Philly. Kind of makes sense.
I don't know if that's why they killed him
in
Philly.
They didn't probably even know that it was taking pictures.
No. No.
That was just a man out for blood.
Yeah. God damn it. Well, as silly as this story sounds, I wrote a little thing here because we're getting to the end, actually.
Yeah, in memoriam.
Yeah, as silly as it sounds, it has some pretty serious implications. I mean, number one, I mentioned that hitchhiking is a two-way exercise in trust. And the very idea of the Hitchbot experiment, you know, was to see not only how humans interact with technology, but also, can technology trust humans?
Oh.
Based on what happened in Philly, the answer is obviously no, at least here in America.
Counterpoint, I don't think technology should have a say in it.
Yeah, well, all I'm going to say is when the AI robot overlords take over, I think
they're going to remember this.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, America, we're screwed.
We are. Fingers crossed. Maybe they just attack Philly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know.
If we want to be
safe.
At
the very least, they start in Philly.
We got to go to the Netherlands, Germany, or Canada. We'll be fine there.
I don't think we've got a good track record. I don't think Canada's going to let us in.
No.
They'll let us drive through, but
we'll have to practice our pronunciations of sorry.
Oh,
and
yes.
Aboot.
Yeah. Poutine.
No, I love poutine.
Love a good poutine.
Fuck. I will kill Hitchbot for poutine.
I can just make you poutine. I can make you vegetarian poutine.
And deny me the joy of beheading a robot?
Yeah. I don't trust him.
I know.
You know?
There is a second. Second.
Yeah.
Secondly.
Yes, sir.
The story, it's a prime example of basically why people hate Americans. Because we fucking murder and mutilate everything. And sometimes, as you pointed out, for no reason.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there is plenty of crime overseas in other countries. But the psychopaths and the murderers. Oh, I just said psychopaths. What?
Yeah, you said it just like that,
psychopathic
too.
Psychopathic running with the motherfucking hatchet.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know what?
That's the problem with America.
No. Now I'm going to, you know what? In defense of juggalos, no. No.
No?
No, juggalos are great.
I just feel like they're kind of glorifying the violence that you're proposing right
now. You know,
now.
I think they enjoy the violence just as much as we enjoy horror movies, but they're not actually out doing the violence. I think we saw that in January 6th when, some Trumpers decided to actually kill people and take over the America, but they were too stupid to actually figure out what to do other than do some selfies. I'm in Pelosi's office.
Right.
Take a selfie of myself. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Really,
just implicating yourself.
What's that? Oh, the them?
Yeah, just taking yourself.
No, I know exactly. Yeah.
Very dumb. Profoundly stupid.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. As we sit here on election day.
Yes.
Recording.
That's true. Recording a little segment about a robot bucket. A bucket robot. That reminds me of one of my favorite graffitis that I saw. I'm just going to, little side note here.
Please, yeah.
You go into a bathroom stall at a truck stop. You see all the graffiti, the shit written on the
shit on the shit house wall.
Scratchings on the wall. Yeah. And it's always like the standard, you know, you want your dick sucked, call, you know, Charlene.
Mike. Oh.
You know?
Called Mike.
Call Mike. Or Mike. Yeah. Yeah. You can go
sometimes
the other
route. Sometimes it is a dude's name.
Right. And I remember once I was in a stall and it was just the standard. Oh, you want your dicks up? Call this person, call that one. You know, and it was like.
You think anyone ever actually calls those?
I thought about it just to see what happens.
Yeah, you ever think somebody's
just
like.
For fun.
Sharon? It's a crazy story how we met. been together for 20 years.
Yeah. I never forgot this one. It was, I was reading them all, just going down the list, you know.
Suck dick, I hate this person, fuck off, blah, blah, Nazis were great. Yeah, know. Occasionally you get a swastika.
Yeah, you get the swastika, and one just said, I live in a bucket. I never forgot that. That's all it said.
Yeah, and I live in a bucket.
I live in a bucket.
I don't know how I got these goggles.
Everybody get to jiggling.
I don't know.
I don't know why I have these goggles.
I live in a bucket.
Yeah.
Wow. Profound.
It was great.
That's deep.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I wish I wrote it, but I didn't. Yeah. I only saw it.
You should make a button, though.
I live in a bucket
you
button?
You should make a button.
Yeah.
And I live in a bucket.
That could be in the upcoming button pack for the podcast.
Yeah.
Just fun phrases. I live in a bucket, toots and boots.
Yeah. New boot goofing.
New boot goofing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Abort Malort.
Abort Malort.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're closing it up here. I just wanted to point out there's plenty of crime in other countries.
Yeah.
Plenty of psychopaths, plenty of murders. And yet, none of them in Canada. Oh, in Canada had one of the craziest murders of Paul Bernardo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, in Germany and the Netherlands, there are serial killers, there's murderers out there. But none of them murdered Hitchbot.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he got to fucking America.
Is there not a level, a point, a part of you that takes pride in it? You know? Like, we had the... You all think that you guys can ride with this. You know? You think you can... You think you got the killers and the murderers? Hitchbot only made it 300 miles, bitch.
You know where you're going with, I take
pride in it.
It's kind of like the whole thing with Malort. Yeah. You know, these people know it's shit, but they're like, I love it.
Yeah.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I'm
number one.
It. And you know what? You should drink it too.
Duke of New York.
Yeah.
And number one.
No. No.
No. I do have a question for you about hitchhiking.
Yeah.
You've never done it. I've never done it.
I have not.
It.
No.
You very rarely see hitchhikers these days.
It's true, yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. Every time I see one, kind of scares the shit out of me.
And yeah, no. Yeah, me too. I'm not. Yeah. And it's, like I mentioned, a lot of that is because it's been ingrained in us because of pop culture.
Creepshow 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Creepshow 2. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
What I had mentioned that the reasons why it was popular at one point, those very reasons now are why it's not popular now, because interstates are so prevalent. It's easy to get from one place to another now. Ride sharing, Uber, Lyft, pretty much most people have cell phones.
You ever driven by a prison that had a do not pick up hitchhikers sign?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've seen those. Yeah. And I have seen the occasional hitchhiker with, you know, doing the thumb and with a sign.
Right.
Or and or sign.
Same. Yeah.
But yeah, surprisingly, based on the statistics, it's pretty safe to hitchhike. But I think it's incredibly nerve-wracking because of that whole two-way trust thing. Like, this person might murder me. Yeah. And then that person is also thinking, this person might murder me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that old, you know, thing about nature. Like, it's more scared of you than you are of it.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I saw Creepshow 2 at a very, very young age and didn't know what the movie was because I didn't catch the opening title sequence. And that was the same night that my dad got arrested. That's a whole other story. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember that hitchhiker scene sequence in that movie and being fucking terrified of it. And then because my dad... for lack of better words, was out of town.
Yeah.
I went to stay at my aunt's house that weekend. And as we were driving through the country, mind you, in the middle of the night, there was a hitchhiker on the side of the highway.
Oh.
out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
And my brain put that movie and that sight together, and I was like, it was real?
Yeah.
And it scared the hell out of me.
Similar story. Yeah. Coming back from a convention, I had to take a detour through some back roads because the interstate was under construction.
Yeah.
And this was in Indiana, actually. It was here in Indiana. So it was north of Indianapolis heading west because I was heading back to Champaign. So I was driving through corn country at night and driving 55 miles down the road, which at that point, you know, it seems like things are going very fast.
Yeah.
And so whatever's in the road is going to come up and appear in your headlights very quickly. And what appeared was a dude on the side of the road. He was hitchhiking.
Wow.
Also missing an arm.
Oh. Yeah. Chase?
It wasn't Chase. It was not Chase.
Oh.
But.
Well, you don't know. You just met him recently.
That's true. Unless guy didn't have a long hair or a beard or anything.
Oh, okay.
But it was kind of freaky. I'm sorry, my one-armed friends. But at nighttime, you know, if you're disheveled and you look like a homeless bum with one arm and you're just.
The last thing you expect to see is a person. The second to last thing you expect to see is a person. One-armed
person in between cornfields in the dead of night.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It was creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Yeah.
He turned into Seinfeld.
Yeah. And that, my friends, that is the incredibly cute yet tragic story of Hitchbot, the hitchhiking robot who was beheaded,
cut down in his prime.
Yeah. Really? Really was?
Really?
And honestly, anybody out there, if you're listening, if you know, pour out a cold one for Hitchbot, you know, in memory of Hitchbot.
Mac, just right on the carpet.
You know what? I'm not going to pour it out.
I thought you were about to just pour out the carpet.
No, I'm not
going to
pour out beer on your carpet, but I'm going to take a nice swig of my Coors.
Oh, sure. You know
You know what? Here's to you, Hitchbot.
Here's to you, Hitchbot.
I hope
may you rest in peace.
And I hope they find your head someday.
Rest in peace is more like.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to promote?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. I just got that art show this weekend.
No.
And we're good.
I don't have. I'm done. Done with art shows until February, March, cool. Somewhere around there. So it's just time to make. Yeah. You know?
Make some art, make some food, make some pizza.
Yeah. Ideally all of the above, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, pizza sounds good right now.
No, I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm saving up. Maybe I'll have some this weekend.
You're saving up?
Yeah.
For pizza?
Celebratory pizza kind, you know.
So that's a home run in.
Yeah, exactly.
Very exciting.
So
that's in your future.
We're gonna end it. This is a short one.
Yeah, it's a short one.
Exciting. And I hope you out there, if you're listening to this, I almost said watching. If you're listening to this, look up Hitchbot, look up the photos, because he really was a cute little
scamp.
Yeah. I mean,
just an adorable little scamp.
He really was just parts all slapped together, but
with good intentions.
Gosh darn it. I mean, I love his little butt. His little his little child seat butt, you know?
Yeah.
And his little arms.
Yeah.
His little face.
His little boots.
Yeah. He was cute.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He's wicked dead.
He's, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor Hitchbot. But thank you for listening to M3 with E5. I'm Epi M5. With me, Brian, Aerosol Pro. Thanks.
Yeah.
Join us next month. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy Thanksgiving, all that fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be Thanksgiving this month.
Yeah. But me and Craig are going to have our Thanksgiving episode.
Okay, good.
Ideally. He's doing some family shit for the first part of this month, but for the past 2 years, it's becoming a tradition that Craig and I do a Spider-Man episode.
Every year.
So Spider-Man 3 this month.
Oh, cool.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I rewatched it not too long ago, and honestly, I liked it better.
Yeah, I might. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then next month will be a Christmas, and it will be the Murder Toys episode, which will be exciting. That's going to be a long one, so prepare yourselves.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to find a good segment to segue into your
That'd be awesome.
Murder Toys.
Fantastic. So thank you for listening, and as always, tschüss, auf Wiedersehen, und bis später. I'll see you at the auto stop.
Yes! 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 Yes!